None. And at this time, I'd like to introduce our first speaker out of the Philadelphia area. We got Nazim C.
Good morning, panel. I'm another advocate, Nazim. It's only by God's grace and His mercy and you people, I can honestly say on this day, I'm reasonably content. I am so happy that I didn't take a hit today. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm just so grateful. So I want to tell you from the gate, I'm one of them happy addicts. I'm not mad with anybody about nothing. I finally learned that just by trying to consistently, committedly, and devotedly to leave me alone, I'll have a great day. And that's how I try to practice. My clean date is August the 10th, 1989. Since I've been here, I had not found it necessary to use. Now, I want to say to the families, I take my recovery real serious. And I don't know who's going to get my message. That's not my department to identify. I'm just asked that we just be open. That's what I heard when I first got here. Just be open. Because, see, one thing about this program, if nobody told you, it works. You know my topic is, they have right here, it comes out of the white book. We had a little white book before we had the basic text. It says, we feel that our approach to disease of addiction is completely realistic for the therapeutic value of one addict helping another without parallel. That means, ain't nothing like having some help who understand who you are, Nas. So let me tell a little bit about me. I went to a party at 15. I didn't come back till I was 42. And like, I picked up all these strange behaviors prior to getting here, and I remember I could do all kinds of funny things, like I wonder if I knew what I was talking about. Look, I get real excited about this thing called recovery. I don't get overwhelmed, I get overjoyed. Sometimes I don't keep coming here, I forget how it really, really was, because I've been blessed by the Creator so much. I just want more of what He keeps on getting. I just get really excited about not picking it up a day at a time. I just look out there, man, and see God's grace and mercy. When I woke up this morning, I say, thank you, God. But He's the one who sent me the RSVP. He says, look, you get another invitation. This is my 25th attendance at this convention since I've been here. I got clean. No, thank you. It wasn't you. Now, if I didn't come, this would still went on. You see what I'm saying? So I recognize that the evidence is so hot. You know what I mean? That I don't have to spend time on things that are a waste of time. And see, the good news about this program, right? You don't have to be here 9,011 days in order to benefit from this program. You see what I'm saying? Because it's based on realness. This is a real program. It's a perfect program. You see what I'm saying? And like, one thing I like about our program, right, is that it's based on the reality of people who have the same dilemma. Now, I'm going to tell you how it works at the end. Okay? So don't even relax. If you do what we do, you get what we got. Okay? That's another day clean. That's what we're here about, right? So, and I'm going to tell you, we're talking about the therapeutic value of an addict and how powerful you guys are. Because I couldn't get this by myself, right? On page 19 in our basic text, it says, Nazim, your only hope is to follow the example from someone who faces the same dilemma that you have, but found a way out. You see, now, there's a couple of ingredients that I suggest you incorporate. Like, don't even try to think this out. Just listen, because given to me ain't nothing new. I ain't create this. Dig this. I believe there's two types of members. There's the member who's a member when they say they're a member, third tradition. But it's that other member, right? When I got clean in this area, I was living in a shelter, broken in a bag of glass, greased it in a gas station, mop, done. couldn't say how great I was when I was in Philly and all of that. Because the way I looked and smelled, man, like, you know, no, I had no more rap. It's about my behavior. So anyway, I come in here and do say, hey man, what do you want? See, I want to stop getting high. He said, well, can I ask you a question? Now, I already got an attitude because I'm broke. I got these problems, man. And I seen the coffee and the donuts. Somebody has an anniversary or something down here. Y'all do those things, feeding people. And I wanted some of that food. So I said, yeah, man, what? He says, what's the difference between cow shit, horse shit, and rabbit shit? I said, I don't know, man, what? He said, brother, you're going to go far in our fellowship because you can honestly admit that you don't know shit. And like, my first reaction was, like, was he busting on me and shit, right? But I wanted to be cool because I wanted some of the degrees they had over there, right? So, talking about we, right? So in my mind, I said, me? What do you mean we? Who's we? You know, who we? See, we is probably the cousins of them or they. You know what I mean? I don't want to know who they are. Man, they say, who's they? Because I don't want nobody telling me nothing. You know, one of the things that I'm grateful that you guys helped me cure is that other defect I have. Like, I have this immunity to good advice. See, if you're immune to good advice, right, buckle the fuck up. Because, like, I don't know if y'all understand what I'm saying, but it's something about that I know shit. You know what I mean? I know. But see, not knowing, so once I told the guy that, he said, who the we? Now, here's that other member, right? We. See, members, unfortunately, relapse. This is just my stuff. 5, 10, 15, 20 years to go back to using. Now, in the literature, it tells me, first step, it says, Nazim, you're an addict, not because of the drugs, not because of behavior. You're an addict because you have that disease of addiction. It's that something that's inside of you that's always manifesting itself somewhere in your life. Regardless of how much clean time that you have, you'll get caught up in things, being obsessive and compulsive that don't have anything to do with drugs. I said, damn, that's deeper than deep. Now, what the fuck are they talking about? So what I'm saying to me is that this disease is so deep, family, especially if you knew well, it'll have a woman give away her kids. This disease is so deep that have a man, even after he has clean time, he's still caught up with self-centeredness, knowing he got some children across town, but still refuse to support him. I mean, it's something about this thing called disease of addiction. Family, I don't ever, ever want to go back to that. Some goddamn shadows, man. That's one thing I ain't never been up yet. Every now and then, dropping and shit. I said, somebody died in my motherfucking heart. What I'm just saying is that, like, this program, right, that's an awesome thing. And, like, you guys helped me get this because everybody was so mad at me. Nobody liked me. I didn't even like me, right? And so, when I came in here, I did some crazy shit. You guys clapped and all that. I said, damn, all right? So I grabbed this, man. I embraced this fellowship right away from the gate. See, I got here, I was old. I was 42 years old. All in the dirt, you know. It's something to be a grown man. And like when the smoke cleared, the dust settled and shit, I had these kids. I had this woman say I was married to her. I mean, all kinds of crazy shit was happening, all right? So I recognized that coming here, I said, well, I'm going to do this. So I need to say I've never, since I've been here, not had a sponsor. I've never not had a home group. I've never not had a service position. It took me 42 years to get out of West Philadelphia. But since I've been here, I've been blessed. I'm not supposed to, I'm just telling you, the therapeutic value that one addict has to the other is that I've been to 52 countries and 5 continents. Everywhere I went to a meeting. I'm just saying it's something about weak. So the weak people, man, like are those who've experienced a transformation. We don't use. Oh, we never use. It says on page 79 of 6th edition, we have never, not hardly ever, we have never seen anybody relapse who lives this program. Right.
The only one of us at this convention, or the 129 countries that we're in, the only one of us that we're used again is the one who refuses to do what we do. You gotta not do this to use. Come on. So how dare me gonna justify and rationalize a behavior and attitude that caused me to pick it up when it's impossible to use? If I don't use, not because I ain't shit, if I use again because I don't want to be shit. Yeah, see, you can be real busy up in this thing. You can be busy like a bee and go to all the hives and contribute, or you can be busy like a fly and go from one pile of shit to the other. I'm just saying, like, you know, it's something about that, the illness, man, because I can get caught up, don't even know I'm caught the fuck up, and I don't even curse. But I don't think about the shit that disease made me do. Come on, man. Help me, somebody. And so I recognize that it's impossible to do that. And see, in this book right here, right, let me clean, you gotta get a copy of it. One of my favorite lines in the whole job, page 227, it talks about the need for surrender may change over time, right? The way I look at it, but the need for it will never go. Because I have a correlation to the relationship between how much pain I'll go through to how long I'm gonna hold on to shit. Because I need somebody here now to tell me, man, like, if she or he or that keeps bothering you, why you keep bothering it? So I recognize that it's important to these steps. See, steps 1, 2, and 3 taught me how to give up. Steps 4, 5, and 6 taught me how to clean up. 7, 8, 9 taught me how to make up. 10, 11, 12 helped me to keep up. And so I recognize the essential of this program, because not only am I living beyond my imagination, I've been exceeding my own expectations. This is an awesome program. It always boggles my mind when I hear people talking, they're suffering, they're struggling, they've been around here. I ain't suffering no more. Fuck that. That's over. So y'all taught me, man. This is what I know for a fact. See, I like things that are true. This is true. Program works. But it can't work with just me supervising myself. Two ingredients are essential in here for me. One, pay attention. Pay attention. Number two, here's the hint. Follow directions the first time given from someone who believes in you and will help to improve the quality of your life through recovery. If you do those two things, you're going to suffer a lot less than what you're going to suffer if you continue to sponsor yourself with old and new situations. So I recognize as long as I take those two ingredients, that's why this program is so awesome. If you can just have enough faith in us to do what we do, don't figure it out, don't try to intellectualize it. It ain't that deep. Just remember that your past is your past. You can't change it. I can't change my past. Stay out of it. You did what you did. You also told me that being tomorrow would never be in the same place. When I woke up, I got another confirmation. It was today. Think this. The only opportunity for any living is right now. Now, everything that breathes is 60 minutes an hour. Now I've spent 15 minutes trying to control my sponsee's lives. Another 12 minutes sitting up here worrying about some stuff that ain't even happened yet. 19 minutes arguing with somebody who's paying me to help them, and I want to tell them why I want to do it my way. By the time the smoke clear and the dust settle, I got 7 minutes left of my hour, and I wonder why I'm still stuck in the same place with the same feelings. What I'm suggesting to you is that those of us who spend time on things that are wasting time are wasting their time. I'm just saying, man, it's about living forward. If I could just stay in my lane, if I could just trust, I'm saying the evidence is there. And so that's why I need you guys so much, because I always want to justify and rationalize why I need to handle something that ain't got nothing to do with me. I mean, like, this program showed me how to live. God, take my life and my will. God made my recovery show me how to live. This addict has received the gift of knowing how to live. I say that because since I know for a fact that I'm going to be with me to my last dying breath. Now, she says she's going to be with me to death do us part. Some other guy said too. And you know, I'll be with you to the wheels all. I don't know where them people are. But I'm still with me. So since I'm going to be with me to my last dying breath, then I decided to be my best friend. See, I had to learn how to leave me alone. See, you all never have been, never will be my problem. The biggest trauma everyone has is Nazim. And so I recognize the importance, man, of remembering this shit ain't that deep. I have not had a serious argument over 20 years. When I'm talking to an individual and they try to explain some stuff, they don't say, hey, Nas, can you explain, describe, show me, demonstrate? I shut the fuck up. You ever talk to somebody and an assistant told me at a program? She's telling me something, I want to tell her a solution real quick. She said, excuse me, brother. I didn't ask you anything. I said, damn, she busted him. She said, listen, I didn't ask you anything. She told me that. If I said, would you tell me, do you have any ideas? Did she ask me a question? I said, no, you didn't ask me anything. She said, would you please shut the fuck up? I said, wow, that was deep. So anyway, I took that, right? Now, you know, I wanted to go somewhere with my disease. Say, man, come on, man, call the name. But that was an opportunity for me to practice recovering. You see, so what I'm suggesting to me is that the most I can ever see is just my side. With everything working. So that's why I need you all, because you guys know that I am a very emotionally disturbed person. And I get very easily disturbed by other people's emotions. That's why the sixth step was so important for me, because see, when my defects of character come out, they only come out two times. One, when I'm not getting my way. Now it's even smooth, man, but like, tell me no. Or like, don't pay me, no, never mind. Then my defects start coming out. And here's the other way, when I don't get my way fast enough. I didn't even wait. How did I wait here? I remember messing around me. I'm in a supermarket and I'm going to work. I forgot it was my turn to bring bagels and cream cheese. And so I go get it. I'm going to the supermarket. I run. I got the stuff. And I'm in line. And this lady is trying to talk to the cashier. She had like one tomato, one item. So I'm standing there, you know. I'm going to clear my throat about 40 times, man. Anyway, see, one more time, higher power stepped in. He says, Nas. He said, this is an opportunity for you to practice recovering. Work on your patience. So I stood there, and I surrendered, man. I was going through it. What I'm just saying, like, that's a hell of a thing. See, I believe that life is a skill. See, most people that I know are very unhappy. I refuse to be unhappy anymore. Not only do I deserve to be happy, I demand to be happy. So every day I remind myself, don't get that shit away. See, when I'm defensive character come up, you know when people get mad at me? The only time anyone has ever get mad at me is when I won't do something that they want me to do for them. Nobody ever's mad at me when I'm doing something for them. Like that. Well, explain to me why you're going to take me to work. Explain to me why you're going to lend me $10. You don't ask that shit. Let me tell somebody like, no, or let me think about it. They want to be a historian all of a sudden. Oh man, you remember what I did? You remember? Thanks for sharing. But what I'm suggesting to me is like, right, Lizzie, man, like, one time I was like, doing 11 step. And that's why you guys helped me, man, so much. I'm doing 11 step. I said, yo, creator. So he didn't answer right away. I said, creator. The Most High. He said, what, Nazim? I said, ooh. I said, you have a bad day? What's wrong? He said, man, what are you doing? I said, I'm just working on 11 step. I'm trying to improve my conscious contact with you spiritually, emotionally, psychologically. He said, man, shut up. I said, ooh. I said, well, you know, what's the matter? He said, listen, man, I'm not doing nothing else for you. He said, I don't put you in the middle of some addicts who can help you therapeutically with those things that you are unwilling to do for yourself. He said, you're all around you. All you got to do is this. Raise your hand and get honest. So if you only tell the half truth, you're only going to get half the help. Tell the whole truth. Practice being honest. Raise your acceptance and lower your expectations. And your stress will diminish over time. So I said, wow, man. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm looking the wrong way. I'm looking for you to do something for me that you've already done. And so understanding that, he says to me, but since you disturbed me again unnecessarily, I need you to do me a favor. I said, anything for you, creator. He said, look, Nas, stay out my lane. I said, what? He said, stay out my lane. I said, everything is yours. He says, you say it. But do you accept it? I said, what do you mean? He said, your son. Every time he gets in trouble and he needs a lawyer, he's getting ready to call my name and you want to jump in and rescue him. You want to stop doing what you're supposed to be doing to go help them. And those in-laws and outlaws, all those people you're trying to prove that now you're not like you used to be. And what about your daughter? She's going through this thing. You want to try to run her marriage and all these kinds of things. Remember, Nazim, you didn't start improving the quality of life until you came to me. Stay out my lane. I got them. When they go to jail, don't send them nothing on their books. You need to put God on their books. And that's not your responsibility. I said, damn. And since I've been doing that, family, I'm telling you, hocus pocus, my son called me. He says, Dad. I said, what now? He said, I got a shut-off notice. I said, a shut-off notice? I said, what are you talking about? He said, come back to you. They get ready to cut it off. All right? I said, calm down. I said, it's not that important. He said, it is. You know, I'm in school. I've got to use electricity. I said, nah. It was that important. You would have paid it. I said, let me know how you think out. That was 6 years ago. He had not called about no bullshit like that. I'm just saying, it's something about hocus pocus, keeping your focus and keep it moving. See, that was the program, so I stayed in my lane, right, and kept it moving. I decided those gifts that were up there that he told me that what the Creator has to be is for me. Now, here's the price I had to pay for opening up all those gifts. Because I was too smart to stay in school, right, so I dropped out. But since I've been here, I'm boasting a little bit, so I'm excited about what you guys helped me to achieve. I got about 21, 23 letters behind my name in the first degree of GED. Okay, I got one baccalaureate degree, 3 master's degrees. I got learning disabilities. Like I told you before, the first ones, I don't like anybody telling me nothing. And so going through all those kind of rigmaroles, because I've been achieving some things, and all those gifts, houses, my credit score was real low. You understand what I'm saying? I was underground for about 2 or 3 years. I had those warrants. And one thing about warrants, when you get a detainer on your warrant, you got to turn yourself into jail before you need the help to get out of jail. And so I walked around being everybody's but me. So the Creator says, listen. He says, the gift I have for you, I have for you. Can't nobody else take it. So quit worrying about people getting ahead of you and all those kinds of things. He said, but this is what you got to do. You have to be yourself. I said, I don't be myself. He says, work these steps and these spiritual principles. And you drop the strolling, the lying, and conniving. I didn't make that. You invented yourself along the way, being all these different personalities. You thought you had to be just to get along, just to be self-accepting, all those kinds of foolishness. If you didn't have enough courage, enough to be who you are, then the gift giver will start giving you some things beyond your imagination. You're going to attract people that's going to be amazed. The people that Creator will take out of your life and the ones you're going to put in your life is something about living like you believe. I was trying to make that thing plain. I want to come up here and say something deep. Like, if you don't pick it up, you will not, you cannot get high. I don't say this to take my seat, right? I remember hearing about these two guys that was working and building some stuff and they broke for lunch. And like, so the guys sit down and he just opened up his lunch and had a roast beef sandwich. And this joke over here, you know, he opened up his lunch, grumbling. And God said, got this apple, man, slice of pie. Homeboy over here just pumping his cup. I said, damn, what's the matter? Peanut butter! Peanut butter, peanut butter, peanut butter. The last 90 goddamn days, nothing but some peanut butter. Well, man said, well, why don't you ask your wife to make you something different? Oh, boy said, well, she won't do that. He said, well, why not? He said, because I make my own lunch. If you come in here and make your own NA, I'm telling you, if you just trust this process, you're going to meet some people. You're going to attract some opportunities. You're going to get some blessings. You can't even describe them. You can't even describe them. I can tell you some things that happened to this addict on my journey. I don't care what anybody say. There's no man, woman, child, career. There's nothing on this planet more important than my recovery. But because of all those degrees, all those things I've been able to acquire with y'all's help, I would never be intelligent enough to manage my disease by myself. I see those who try. Trust me. I see people in here who are clean, miserable, angry, stuck in toxic relationships. Not only do you not love her, Nazim, you don't even like her. But you only have the courage to be honest with yourself. You won't give me the courage. So I don't know if I made any sense to anybody in this thing. But I'm telling you, if you don't get nothing out of my share, if you just don't use, I guarantee you I ain't better. Thanks for the share. Thank you.